Wow. Hey, y'all. Hey. Welcome to Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live. I'm your host, Silk, and you are my co-host, my Diamond Dream Team. And as Diamond will always say, it takes a team to build a dream. So I want you to stop what you're doing right now. Stop what you're doing right now. Be sure to like and share this broadcast. Yes. Share it everywhere. Sharing is caring. Share it everywhere. Now, listen, if you care about the Constitution, you care about your First Amendment rights, your Second Amendment rights, all your other different rights, you will stop what you are doing right now and you will share. That's what you would do. Mm-hmm. And it's imperative that you do so, you all. You know, they want to basically keep a lot of things from us. They want to keep the truth from us. That's what they want to do. They want to keep the truth from us, and they want us to just basically be in the dark. Uh-huh. When they see that you're talking about something that's differently from what they're talking about, the one thing that they want to do is quiet us down. Smother our voices is what they want to do. Okay. So I said, well, you know what? It must be election year. You know it's election year. Uh-huh. Because the first thing they want to do is censor you, because all they want you to see is their guy. That's all they want you to see is their guy. That's right. So you all be sure to share this broadcast. Now, listen, tonight we're going to be talking to Paymon Motahede. We're going to be talking about these taxes. Yes, we're going to be talking about these taxes because I don't understand why the hell I'm paying all these doggone taxes and the money is going to foreign countries and to foreigners that don't belong here in our country. I'm just being keeping it real for y'all. That's all I can do. Keep it real. Don't forget to download the Frank Speech app, the Frank Social app. It's two different apps and it's absolutely free. Email your questions. Now for tonight, I want you all to type your questions in the chats. Okay. I have my moderators out there. So if you have any questions concerning taxes, I want you all to type your questions there in the chats. All right. Don't email them. Okay. If you have any other questions, then email them. DiamondandSilk@gmail.com. Shout out to everyone joining me live there on Getter Live, Rumble Live. Yes. Frank Speech Live. Uh-huh. Shout out to you, darling. Thank you all so, so much for coming on to the show to see what Silk got to say, see what Silk got to talk about. Yes. Yes. And especially yes. Uh-huh. Shout out to Lindell TV, RSBN Network, CTA TV, The Stripes TV, Bless News Network, to Eagle News Network, and all of the different networks that's carrying the Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live show. Shout out to you all. Thank you all so, so much. The show you all is sponsored by MyPillow.com, where you can get the MyPillow 2.0, the My Mattress Topper 2.0, the sheets, the slippers, the towels, the loungewear, and so much more right there at MyPillow.com. Be sure to use promo code Diamond. Also, don't forget about my coffee at mystore.com. I always say that the best part to waking up is not being woke, but being awake with my coffee. So don't be hasty. Go on over there and get you something tasty right there at mystore.com. All right. The show is also sponsored by patchthat.com. Patchthat.com. I want you to go to patchthat.com so you can get patched up. So many amazing testimonies coming back to me concerning the patches. People are so happy and so grateful that I introduced them to the patches. So go to patchthat.com and get patched up. If you want more information concerning the patches, you can go to patchthat.info. Okay? Patchthat.info. All right? I want you to go and get patched up. Now, I saw what somebody said, okay, Silk, you still grifting. I said, no, Silk, this is not a grift. This is a gift. G-I-F-T. This is a gift, you all, okay? When I send out the patches or what have you, it's a gift that I'm sending out, all right? You know, I just don't understand. These so-and-so-and-so-and Democrats, they have lost their doggone minds. You know, I remember whenever my sister and I first came on the scene back in 2015, they were so upset that we found a way to make money off of our brand. They were upset about that. They were upset that we were on the different news stations. We were able to just spill the beans and the collard greens and the in-between with a side of onion rings. They hated that concept. And another thing that the Democrats hated was that we was two black chicks who were down with politics. They hated that because we went against their narrative. We didn't fit their status quo. So they did everything they could to tear us down. And they're still doing it now. Even though my sister has passed on and I'm still here carrying on the Diamond Suit brand, oh no, you're not supposed to be able to do that. Now these sons of bastards get here, have all of these millions of dollars sent different places, launder back to them. Nobody says nothing. Nobody do absolutely nothing. Still get here, make a few dollars. Oh my God, you're grifted. Oh, you're wrong for this. You're wrong for that. I thought this was the United States of America. If illegal aliens can come over here and obtain the American dream without even being born on this soil, I should be able to do the same thing. And I was born right here in America. Let me calm down. I'm going to calm down because I want to bring on the guests and I don't want to scare the guests before I bring them on. But that thing ticks me off. They sit right here. And they spew American citizens for working hard, building their businesses. Then they get up there in office and figure out a way to put all this red tape in place to make it harder on the citizens, the tax-paying citizens. They make it hard on us. Oh, you're wrong for that. Then you got these illegal aliens that come over here. Okay, we're going to nickname them and rename them migrants. We just going to call them asylum seekers. And you just give them everything. Just give them everything. And nobody say nothing. Nobody do nothing. Then as soon as I make one doggone dollar too much, oh my God, you're drifting. You're drifting. Y'all know what you know what you can kiss, right? You know what you can kiss. Okay, I'm calming down. I'm calming down because I had a good day today. I had a very good day today. Some of you people, especially you doggone Democrats. Y'all are some of the most evil, demonetous. Ooh, let me go head on because I'm on Lindell TV, so I'm going to keep it clean. I'm going to keep it clean, clean, clean as I can keep it. Now, before I find myself into a situation, let me go head on and bring on the guest, you all. He's the founder and president of Freedom Law School, which has been exposing the fact that 99% of Americans are not required to pay any income or payroll federal taxes. Please, you all, welcome back to the show, Mr. Payman Motahede. Hello, hello.
Thank you, Sook, for having me on the show again.
No, thank you so much for coming back on. Okay, now I think you all got his name spelled wrong. It's Payman, P-E-Y-M-O-N, all right? M-O-N. Okay, so y'all go ahead on and correct that in the back there. Payman, P-E-Y-M-O-N. Okay, all right, freedomlawschool.org you all can go to. Now, Payman, we have a lot of people today. We have a lot of people who basically is in fear, okay? They fear the I, the aura, and the S. They fear it, okay? So if people came to your school, all right, FLS, what type of guarantees will you, you know, can you offer these individuals who are in fear of the I, the aura, and the S?
Well, what they have to do is to stop filing those 1040 income tax confession trap forms. Those 1040 forms are a trap. People sign them under oath that they understand it, that it's all true, correct, complete, and that you owe the IRS money. You got to stop committing lies, perjury, and saying you owe the IRS money when you don't owe them nothing. That's number one. Now, if they do that and they follow us and write their congressman and say, here, congressman, here's my petition to you from the U.S. government's official legal websites. Not my opinion. No, no. They U.S. House of Representatives publishes the laws, U.S. Treasury regulations, and U.S. Supreme Court. Here it is. They show that we, the American people, have been duped. We don't owe any income taxes. The only people that got to pay income taxes are citizens and residents of Washington, D.C., federal workers and contractors. And I'm not one of them. So if I'm wrong, tell me, I'll pay my fair share of taxes. And we've done this thousands of times. Not one time slip, not one congressman has ever shown us you're wrong. These are the people that own the IRS. They admit by not responding that we are right. So once you do that, and American people want to join our Restore Freedom Plan, like which is modeled after America's founding fathers, which is they stop paying taxes to the King of England, who was not protected Englishmen's rights. He was using the money to attack and destroy them. So they stopped giving him their money. Now here, we want to stop getting the federal government the taxes we never legally owed in the first place. We're duped and snookered to pay the taxes we don't owe. If they join and contribute, hold hands like founding fathers, we'll guarantee you will not go to prison for taxes. Number one, because the law is on your side from the U.S. government's official legal websites. There's a record of it. And we'll fight for you. If they come after you for money, we protect your bank account, paycheck, everything. We pay the lawyers, CPAs, anything. Freedom lawsuit covers all the cost to property defend you. And even in a rare case, if you were to lose, guess what? We'll reimburse you whatever IRS takes from you, $10,000 or $10 million. Oh, wow. So you have no risk. Wow. This is what the founding fathers did, Silk. And that's why we are at Freedom Law School, is taking America by storm. People are waking up, calling us at freedomlawschool.org and saying, what? I didn't know about this stuff. Well, that's okay. 31 years ago, I didn't know about this stuff either. I was just an immigrant from Iran, came to America, land of the free, home of the brave, so I was told. And I found myself land of the meek and the indentured slaves. And I said, no, I'm going to do my part. America was meant to be a free country. We got to use the U.S. Constitution and our laws. The founding fathers gave us all these tools to stand up and take back America.
Okay, so that's freedomlawschool.org/SILK. Okay?
Correct.
So freedomlawschool.org/SILK, S-I-L-K. You all, that's so that they'll know that I'm sending you all there. You all go look up and get more information. Now, it sounds like we are actually paying for our own demise whenever we do pay taxes, for the simple fact of how you just described how the gentleman, or whatever you want to call him, dictator, basically attacked and destroyed his own citizens. I'm looking at what's going on right here in America and how our tax dollars are being allocated towards foreign countries and towards individuals who's not even supposed to be here in our country. Okay. And so that's what it appears like, you know, what's going on. So now when we talk about taxes here in America, a question came down. They want to know, where did paying of taxes actually start from? Where did this thing about you had to pay taxes, where did it actually start from?
Well, first of all, you know, there are taxes we have to pay, sales tax, property tax, these local taxes pay for, and gas taxes pay for our roads, the police, the courts, the schools, firemen. These are paid by our local taxes. This federal income tax scam started in 1913 when they pretended that the U.S. Constitution was changed by the so-called passage of the 16th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, which the Supreme Court clearly said in 1916, it did not give Congress any new taxing powers. The Constitution prohibits the direct taxing of American people the way they're doing it, okay, without dividing up among the states the way they did back in early 1800s. So they got this pretend game going on, and people were duped thinking, oh, now we have to pay income taxes, and we don't. So that's when the whole scam started, because the privately owned Federal Reserve banking system scam, which they created, they were going to loan money to the U.S. government at interest, and they wanted to make sure those interest payments are going to be paid by tax dollars. That's when they got this game go on in 1913. But law hasn't changed. Even back then or now, the federal income tax only applies to citizens and residents of Washington, D.C., federal workers, contractors, and retirees. That is it. The rest of us are free. If they go to freedomlawschool.org/silk, they can see the truth for themselves. They can do it on their own for free. Or they can join our Restore Freedom Plan. We'll guarantee you're going to be free. We protect you 100% from IRS. And we're going to grow as a movement, bring billions back to freedom movements. Which we need that to fight the crooks, Rothschilds, the Soroses, all these crooks and criminals are buying our politicians. Now we can find them back because we're not giving our money to our enemies. We're having them redirected to freedom movements.
Wow. Okay. All right. I'm just going to just keep bringing them to you. Okay. Now, you have some people that are saying that the IRS will estimate your income and assess tax whether you file or not. Is that true?
That is propaganda by the IRS and the corrupt mainstream media who carries the water for the DOJ, FBI, CIA, NSA, and the IRS. Why do you think that all they lie about the DOJ and FBI being honest agencies, but they don't lie about the IRS to you? Oh, of course they're lying about the IRS. Look, Sil, according to IRS's best estimates, there's about 80 million non-filers. Now, think about that. 80 million Americans do not file 1040 forms, tax forms. So is 80 million American people in prison or have their bank account and paycheck seized by the IRS? Of course not. That's a bunch of hoopla. In fact, in 2017, IRS officially completely gave up I'm going after non-filers because filers, they confess under oath on that 1040 doggone form that you owe the IRS money, and therefore you give up your right to a trial to challenge the IRS because you put the rope around your neck on that 1040 form under oath. Read the sign here line. It says, under penalty of perjury. Did H&R Block, your accountant CPA, tell you what he's signing under? I bet you they didn't tell you that. That's right. You hanging yourself, confess you owe the IRS money. So the IRS is leaving the non-filers alone because they cannot even keep up with filers, these communist silk in the IRS. They are breaking down on their own, just like the former communist Soviet Union. They're imploding. I'm telling you, that's a great news. I'm so excited. These crooks criminals are going to be gone. We're just going to join hands and expedite the demise of the crooked deep state by not giving our money to our enemies in the federal government.
I love it. I love it. Okay, here's another one. Now, okay, the employer takes out taxes and send both the state and the IRS a copy of your W-2 and 1099. Mm-hmm. So how can you get away with not filing a tax form? And how can a person get back the money that the employer already sent in on their behalf without filing a tax form? So that's two
great questions. Good question. Two good questions. Number one, the IRS doesn't use those W-2s or 1099s to come after non-filers because they have to make a case and give you a chance to challenge the IRS in U.S. tax court. And that costs them a lot of money. There's only 31 U.S. tax court judges for the entire 330 million Americans.
Wait. They don't have enough judges.
they have only 31 U.S. tax court judges to hear tax cases for potentially 330 million Americans. They don't have enough judges to be able to handle this avalanche of us challenging them in U.S. tax court as a non-filers. So that's why they have to leave non-filers alone. But as long as they got you believing, brainwashed you thinking, oh, because my employer sent a W-2 form to the IRS, they're going to come and get me. They know about me. As long as you believe, oh, I'm an independent contractor, that 1099 form was sent to the IRS, they know about me, they're going to get me. They got you because they actually don't use them. Like I said, in 2017, they stopped going after non-filers completely. Now, the other question is about your employer. Yes, you could have your employer legally stop stealing money from your paycheck at your job. Go to freedomlawschool.org/silk. You see it on our website, okay, on our menu, okay, on how you could stop the withholding from income tax from your paycheck for free. Just go to freedomlawschool.org/silk. It's all there. If you have any questions, call Freedom Law School. We'll be happy to guide you with that for free.
Oh, that is incredible. That's incredible. Okay, here's another question. How can people avoid paying taxes? The IRS will seize your bank accounts and suspend your driver's license.
Again, this is all propaganda by the same corrupt major media. They gave us a Trump-Russia conspiracy hoax.
Yeah.
Gave us the, you know, the corona hoax. We have to double mask and lock down, hunker down with the, you know, with the, you know, and you know, all these booster shots, everything.
Yeah.
It's the same corrupt media. Why do you believe them in with the IRS? Where you know the DOJ, the FBI, the CDC, FDA, these are a bunch of liars. Okay, you got to understand it's the same organization. It's all lies. If you don't file, they cannot take nothing from you until they send you a legal notice called the Notice of Deficiency, which gives you the opportunity to challenge the IRS in tax court. And if you do, and we always do that for our students, by law, they cannot take, touch nothing of yours. You're protected completely, at least for many years, until you challenge the IRS, have your trial at the minimum. They cannot just do that to you. The problem is the accountant and CPAs pretend to know tax law when they don't know none of it. Their tax attorneys are too expensive for people to afford. So people just think, okay, I'm just helpless. But you're not helpless. If you go to freedomlawschool.org/silk, the answers are there for you. We'll help you. We'll take care of you. As long as you desire freedom, the information answers are there at freedomlawschool.org/silk for everybody.
All right. Okay. So now here comes Wesley Snipes, because people want to know, well, Wesley Snipes, he had to do time because he invaded his taxes, even though Hunter Biden still have yet to do time for invading his. So I know the answer to this, but I'll let you expound upon this here with Wesley Snipes going to jail. How is that possible with everything that you just stated?
Because Wesley Snipes did not know me, was not one of my students to protect it. That was his biggest mistake, okay? He was somebody who had a bunch of garbage, baseless legal theory. He actually wrote, believe it or not, a fake, phony check. They called it a side draft to pay off his debt to the IRS he had and then get some of it back after they pay off his debt. He did ridiculous stuff like that, and that's why he got the IRS's attention. They went after him, and he was not with me. But the fact remains, Silk, over 90%, well over 90% of people IRS puts in prison for taxes are filers, by far. Because you put the rope around your neck, you sign that piece of paper under oath, penalty perjury. Now you can go to prison for three different federal tax crimes that can put you in prison for 9 years for one single signature on that 1040 form that your accountant or your CPA duped you into signing. So that's what gets people in trouble. Sign those forms. The non-filers, even without me, are left alone. But with Freedom Law School, they're 100% protected. Because we ask our congressman, look, show me where I'm wrong about this stuff, and I will gladly pay my fair share of taxes. Mm-hmm. And they've never done that. They can't do that. With a record like that, that you try to ask, get answers, relying on the law as published on U.S. government's official legal websites, there's no way that you can be convicted in any jury of taxes ever.
Okay, so here we go. Now, you have people that's listening to us right now that's been filing taxes for years. Okay. Mm-hmm. How do they just stop, you know, being part of this system if they've been filing their taxes? Will the IRS come after them for not filing their taxes, or will they just come after them for what they've already filed?
Well, first of all, it's the same as if all your life you got the vaccinated yourself, your kids, you got the flu vaccines, you got the first corona jab. Then you find out, these vaccines actually can kill and have killed people. How do you stop taking more booster shots? Simply stop. Don't do anymore. That's it. Just stop signing those doggone 1040 forms. That is step number one to be free. What was your second question about that, Silk, you said?
Okay. So it was like a two-part question. So if you've already filed, okay, let's say that you've already filed. Like, I'm looking at Wesley Snipes. He already filed. Okay.
Right.
And so with the IRS going after what he already did, that's how he ended up in jail, because they basically evaluated what he already filed, the rope he already put around his neck.
What happened with him? Yeah, when he stopped filing, he relied on his baseless legal theories, you know, so that's why he didn't have a good defense. Whereas we have a good defense relying on the law as published on U.S. government's official legal websites, which are lawmakers. We checked with all three of them, the U.S. senators and House members. So there's no way we can go to jail when we're relying on the law properly. Now, when you stop filing, guess what happens, Silk? You just simply join the 80 million Americans who do not file 1040 income tax confession trap forms every year. Then we're not going to notice you. Like, hey, Charlie, David, Silk here, stop filing income taxes. Hey, guys, get somebody to go after her. It doesn't work like that. That's just all in your head. The IRS is a Wizard of Oz created by the corrupt major media. Okay? They don't can't even keep up with filers who confess under oath they owe the IRS money. IRS is such a failed agency, Silk, that they are doing 90% drop in forced collections on filers who confess they owe the IRS money. Non-filers are so much more, over 100 times more expensive to come after. They can't even think about coming after non-filers. It's the filers that they keep screwing with.
Okay, but what if one day they wake up and decide to think about coming after the non-filers? Okay.
It's not about waking up. They can't. It's not about waking up. In fact, because of me talking, by the way, just, you know, Freedom Law School, they start coming and issue a few letters after a few non-filers, really, because I've been exposing them, you know, that the IRS is a bunch of bluff, so they're trying to pretend, get a few things going. They can't. Remember, non-filers take 100 times more resources, literally over 100 times more resources, money, to come after than filers.
Right.
So IRS can't even keep up with filers that they make for every dollar. They make over $300 for non-filers for every dollar they make under $3. So it's not out of desire. They just simply cannot do it. And that's why they won't do it. They cannot keep up even with filers.
Hold on one second. I have a question, but I think I got a comment. The IRS. The IRS is a foreign private corporation of the International Monetary Fund. So with it being a foreign private corporation, I want to make sure that I understand this in my mind's eye. Okay. A foreign private corporation. Are they committing a crime whenever they accept money from you for no services? It's like I'm feeling like they've created this corporation and they're sending out this stuff and saying you need to file your taxes, or this basically has been indoctrinated in us that we need to file our taxes. We freely get the paper and send them money. So are they committing a crime, the IRS, of receiving our money or accepting our money and then coming back and hounding you if you make a mistake on your 1040 or what have you, or hound you to say, no, you owe us this? Because what do we actually owe the IRS money for? What is it for? So you, do you follow? I don't ask you about two or three different questions in there, but do you understand where I'm going with this?
Sure. First of all, they're not a part of the International Monetary Fund. That's a classic baseless legal theory that's out there about like UCC. I'm a U.S. national, not a U.S. citizen. I'm a state citizen and common law. A lot of garbage patriot mythologies out there. We don't go by any of those things alone at all. You just can leave all that stuff alone. All they're doing, Silk, is they're duping the American people to file those 1040 forms, and they're relying on the employers being a thief and forcing employees to, hey, fill out this W-4 form, allow us to steal from your paycheck withholding for the IRS. Now you're in a position, how about to file a 1040 form by next April 15th to get a little bit of that money they stole from your paycheck back? And that is why at our website, Silk, we have for free instructions and the forms, okay, to stop the income tax withholding from your paycheck. People just got to go to freedomlawschool.org/silk, and it's all there. If they can't find it on our website, call us. We'll help you stop the stealing from your paycheck. They're just thieves. That's all. Just watch your money. Yeah.
You call them thieves. But does that make the IRS an accessory to the crime of our employers or stealing from us?
Sure. Of course. The federal government is a bunch of criminals. You know, the FBI, DOJ, IRS, CIA, they're all criminal agencies. Are you kidding me? We didn't know, American people didn't know 30 years ago when I was in this stuff, that we had lost FBI, CIA, DOJ way back then. They were a bunch of crooks and criminals. You know, yes. I mean, think about yourself, Silk. 20 years ago, you still believed in apple pie and U.S. government, right? It was not until after Donald Trump that you realized, oh my gosh, these guys are a bunch of crooks. They went after even President Trump, January 6th. They're killing people with this corona jab on purpose. Yeah. Thousands of Americans have died because of the corona jab with the big pharma and the U.S. government did together. See, they've been at this for a long time. So what do you expect from crooks and criminals to say, oh, you got me, Silk. Uh-oh, red-handed. No. These crooks and criminals want to try to fight back. But guess what, Silk? The great news is the founding fathers gave us the Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, and the Bill of Rights, that they clearly say and recognize our rights do not come from the government. They come from our Creator in heaven. We're born with these rights, and the purpose of government is to protect our rights and freedom and property. So the whole laws are written that way. That's why they had to dupe us and make us believe we have to pay income taxes when we don't. They use the term U.S. individual income tax, and you think, oh, I'm a U.S. citizen. I'm a U.S. individual. I gotta pay income tax. But in law, technically, that U.S. means District of Columbia individual income tax. You are not from District of Columbia. Neither am I. And think about this, Silk. I have openly not filed and paid $1 to the federal government. I've been teaching America the same for over 30 years, and yet they know me. They never try to put me in prison. Why? I should be number one person They try put in prison for telling other people not to pay income taxes. Why they don't come after me? Because they know there is no law requiring people to file income tax. And I'm innocent. I'm not breaking no law. So what they're relying upon is the average American belief in the lies of the corrupt mainstream media that the IRS monster will get you if you don't file. File. Otherwise, you're going to be in trouble. We got you. Be scared. Be scared. That's what they're relying upon. Otherwise, they're going to come after me for putting me in prison, right?
Mm. Let me ask you this question. Now, on your website, do you have any testimonials of individuals that you all did help out of certain situations and so forth?
I got better than testimonial, Silk.
All right.
I got documented proof of victories of our students over the IRS. These are court cases, IRS appeals offices, and myself also. They tried to mess with me since over 30 years ago. I'd be the IRS agent's criminal investigation division agent. Investigations, I closed them up. Abusive tax and promotion, they close it up. The IRS appeals office, I beat them. U.S. tax court agreed, I owe the IRS zero. You know, mm-hmm. federal district court, I got all these wins published. Anybody can make up testimonials. I got documented mm-hmm. courtroom victory on our website, freedomlawschool.org/silk. They can see it all for themselves.
Okay, you all, that's freedomlawschool.org/silk. Okay, here we go with another question coming in from Rumble. Still wondering about receiving Social Security and Medicare while retired. So if I stop filing annual taxes, living in a state that taxes Social Security, how do I receive them? Specifically,
that's a completely relevant issue. You pay income tax or not has no bearing on you getting Social Security or Medicare or other benefits. They're completely separate. From like a dog, as much as a dog catcher as any relation to do with your income taxes. No relation whatsoever.
Okay, so let's circle back to that, okay, with the Social Security. All right. So if it has nothing to do with that, then how do you pay into your Social Security? If you're on a job and that money is coming out that goes towards your Social Security, then and you get, you know, become older and you are ready to receive your Social Security, where is that money going to come from?
The fact is, you were lied to again. You never paid into your Social Security. There is no such thing as a Social Security trust fund. Again, it's all lies by the corrupt major media for decades. Your Social Security money is to be spending right now, right away, going to Ukraine, going to pay illegal aliens who come to America, pay the salaries of FBI, DOJ crooks or criminals who try to put Trump in prison. There's no such thing as a trust fund at all, okay? So you don't have to pay into not at all. Illegal aliens get money from Social Security. That's how corrupt the system is, but the major media does not tell you these things.
Next,
so you can get Social Security if you want to, you won't be affected.
So even if you stop filing right now, okay, mm-hmm. will you still get your Social Security? Because even though, you know, when you know better, you do better. And if people are just waking up right now, okay, they've paid into the system, what, 30, 40, some 50 years. Will they still mm-hmm. get their Social Security even though they're no longer filing tax?
Yes, because Social Security is a big Ponzi scheme, a pyramid scheme, okay? Your money was spent 30, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, down the federal rat hole of corruption and waste in wars, in Vietnam War, okay, in mm-hmm. Iraq War, okay, to prosecute, you know, go after Donald Trump. That's where your money went to. It was never saved there for your retirement. They get that from the general treasury receipt to pay Social Security. Just like with the money that they took from Social Security, went to general U.S. Treasury funds to begin with.
All right. Here's another question coming in from Twitter. Asks, how can you get a loan, a mortgage, or a car when they request the last few years of your tax returns?
Not always. Many lenders They do ask for the 1040 income tax forms to show how much you make, but not all. You just got to ask around more. There are private mortgage lenders. The more experienced ones know how to get you a loan without a tax return. For example, you bring your W-2s and all your bank records. That's good enough. You don't have to have a tax return. Just that most mortgage loan agents do not know how to do this stuff. That's all.
Okay, yeah, because, you know, if you're going to a bank, they want to have to connect with the IRS. It's like they got it all crisscrossed applesauce there to where you have to go through their system in order to obtain something. Mm-hmm. And so when I'm listening to you, it's like the whole entire system is pretty much corrupt. And so when you look at what's happening right now today and how they're messing with the farms, want to mess with the meat and all of this different stuff, put us into this phantom situation where there's a famine in the land and people go hungry, then what will happen is those starving individuals will do whatever the government say for them to do in order to eat. And they'll put them in this situation where they'd be like sheep being led to a slaughter. So our system is basically just totally, totally corrupt when I look at this. Okay, here's another question. You ready? Mm-hmm. You ready? Okay.
Yep.
This one is coming from, it's not telling me, moderators, let me know where this is coming from. I'm assuming Rumble. If you don't file your taxes, can the IRS take your house? How do you protect your house? So if people have filed their income taxes, all right, and now all of a sudden they stop, can the IRS now come and take their house because they say you didn't pay this?
Okay. First of all, you never had any of your taxes to begin with. You never legally owed the taxes. They deceived you to believe you owed the taxes. So that's number one. Number two, it's not a matter of something can happen, will happen. It's a matter of how likely it is to happen. I mean, let's face it, Sil. Tomorrow, you and I can die in a car accident. But how likely is it for that to happen? So unlikely that we get in the car every day, drive around. So it's not the IRS potentially can one day maybe take you home. It's just that they can't. They don't do that. It's too expensive for the government to work that way. The taxes are collected when they dupe the American people to file those 1040 income tax confession forms and or they rely on employers to steal the money from you by forcing you to fill out a W-4 form to allow withholding from your paycheck, which we can stop by people going to our website, freedomlawschool.org/silk. Stop the withholding. No more filing 1040 forms, and you are free of income taxes forever. Safely, you want to be double safe, join our Restore Freedom Plan, and we will guarantee IRS will not put you in prison, will not take your bank account, paycheck, or home, or any of your property. For over 22 years, I've helped people with this stuff, and not even one of my students has ever had this bank account, paycheck, home, or property seized by the IRS.
Okay, so now we've been talking about the federal taxes from the IR and the S. What about state taxes? Someone's daughter is full-time student in Alabama State says she owes $478. So what about state taxes?
Most states that claim to have a state income tax, the income tax system is based on and follows federal laws, federal definition, and federal forms. Therefore, since you do not owe any federal income taxes, you do not owe any state income taxes either. But however, there's a few states that have an independent state income tax, and you have to pay those. Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Alabama, Arkansas, and Mississippi. Other than those states, the other states, since they follow the federal laws and forms, you don't owe state income tax either.
Wow. So, but when you file the federal income taxes through the IRS on that 1040, then you also owe, they're going to also get money for the state as well. So it sounds like some of our states are doing some illegality as well. Another question, is it illegal to be locked up for tax evasion?
No, because if you sign the 1040 form under oath, you swear that's all true, correct, and complete. Well, guess what? You voluntarily put the rope around your neck. You did not have to make that statement under oath like before a court with a judge and a jury. Because now they can get you for material misstatement of fact, false and fraudulent statements, and tax evasion. So if you don't file the form, you say nothing, there's nothing to put you in jail for.
There's nothing to put you in jail for. I got you. Okay. So I'm just trying to see what law makes it legal for them to even lock you up for tax evasion then. What law make it legal for them to even be accepting 1040s, the forms? What law makes that make it legal for them to even be able to do that? Another question.
Well, let me show you on my screen if I can. Okay, well, get my screen made bigger. See, this so people can see this thing. See, if you look at this thing, you see that 1040 form on the signature line, you see on the top left area, sign here, but on the small print, it says under penalties of perjury. So you signed that doggone form. You were tricked into signing, which means throw me in prison if everything on this form is not true, correct, and complete. And look at the top of this page, amount you owe on line 37. You say this is the amount you owe under oath to the IRS. So really, it's you who gives the IRS the power to audit you, admit you with your IRS money, to empty your bank account, steal your money, and put you in prison. This is so important. People get that. They deceived you to put the rope around your neck. Okay. So people wonder, well, gee, I don't like this IRS thing. Well, don't sign the form under penalty or perjury, those 1040 forms. That is what's so dangerous to you. So that's the number one thing people need to understand. And number two, they got to understand is simply stop the withholding from your paycheck at your job. Again, at our website, freedomlawschool.org/silk. The instructions are there for free to stop the withholding from your paycheck. If you're not an employee, stop sending them quarterly estimated payments. It doesn't matter if they're 1099 or K-1. All those forms mean nothing. The IRS doesn't use them against you.
Wow. Okay. A few more questions. Okay. Somebody is asking on Rumble, wasn't the federal income tax supposed to only be temporary?
Well, they got this game going on during World War II.
Yeah.
In 1943, that, we have to fight the Japanese and the Germans, and we're going to send our sons and husbands and brothers to war. So who's left behind? The mothers and grandparents, right? And so we're going to allow some withholding from our paycheck to support our family members who are out there fighting the war. So they got this thing going on, not knowing how it's going to happen, how it's going to work out. Well, most America's people, by end of World War II, were in full employment, got out of the Great Depression of 1930s. So nobody questioned this stuff. They just kept the fraud going. Withholding is supposed to happen by law. We just fill out the W-4 form, allow withholding. So you're right. They did keep the scam going on, and until it became regular in minds of people like, well, yeah, you got to work and just pay income taxes. It's just a normal thing to do.
Just let it be normal. Somebody, this is from Rumble. If it's a myth, then why do they pay tax liens? I have seen a lot of tax liens put on bank accounts since I used to work in banking. So the bank liens, that goes back to the point that this person already put a rope around their neck, and they are saying under perjury. And now, okay, now look, I'm not a tax assessor or anything like that. I'm just being educated. So now that they said, okay, this is what I owe you. And IRS is saying, no, you owe us this. And if you can't pay this, we're going to take that. We're going to put a lien against your bank. Am I right?
Yeah. It's like this, Silk. Imagine this, okay? Imagine your neighbor wants to sue you for $100,000. Mm-hmm. Now, to get the money, he has to go to court, sue. You bring witnesses and documents to prove your $100,000. Now, after getting a judgment, he can go take your bank account and paycheck and whatever, right? Mm-hmm, but if mm-hmm. you were to give your neighbor a statement under oath, under penalty of perjury that you owe him $100,000, all he has to do is go to court and file a complaint and with that, your confession under oath, and get a judgment like that, and then go take his stuff. There's no need for trial, witnesses, or documents because you signed that form under oath, you owe them the money. And that's what people do when they fill out those 1040 confessions from under oath. And you look at my screen, okay? Line 37, okay? I want you to see this, folks. You sign that on top. You say, so this is the amount you owe. You say how much you owe under oath. So there's no question you owe the IRS money because you said it yourself. And now with that, they can empty your bank account and steal your property and put you in prison because if there's a mistake on there, too bad. Let's go to prison 9 years for every single form.
This seems like a real big, huge scam. Okay, I got two more quick questions, okay? Silk, is money real or is being controlled by the super elite New World Order Rothschild's central bank? This is coming from Rumble.
Absolutely.
I'm going to let him answer the question. They said Silk, but I'm going to let you answer the question, Payma.
Well, the Federal Reserve Central Bank in the United States is not part of the government. It's a privately owned syndicate, cabal of the big banks, Wells Fargo, Chase, Bank of America, Citi, and all those big corporates, these big banks, they own that. And every dollar in circulation, a Federal Reserve note, look at the dollar in your pocket. On the top, it says it's a Federal Reserve note. Sure. It's a note of the privately owned bankers, yes. They create that money out of the thin air. Here it is. You see, look at the one down on the top. It says a Federal Reserve note, and Federal Reserve is not part of the government. They got the scam going on. They loan the government and the corporations and the people money that they make out of thin air by fraud. And this is the number one cause of our poverty is our corrupt money system. And with this money, they buy the politicians. They own the media. That's how they get that scam going.
Wow. You're absolutely right. And that's exactly what they're doing when they're doing this here to the illegal aliens. Is there a statute of limitation on the state business taxes? That's from Twitter asks, is there a statute of limitation on the state business tax?
That's not something I specialize because they can, state by law, can put on some of these taxes. So it depends on what state, but I don't specialize in that type
you
of
don't
thing.
Specialize
I focus on
in that.
Federal income, payroll taxes you don't owe, corporate federal taxes you don't owe either, or gambling, or estate tax, or even gun manufacturing tax. None of those federal taxes you owe at all. It's all a deception on the American people, just like the Corona hoax.
Yeah. Somebody said real quick, and this is going to be the last one, you all. Okay. So Twitter, this is coming from Twitter. Okay. What about business tax in a state? Missed a payment and they take my driver's license, ability to register my truck, can't even get a hunting or fishing license. Then they send the thing to collection agencies that sell it to each other over and over again as the original debt skyrockets. I still never claim that as my debt since it went to a new system of collections in South Dakota. Whoa. So that was the question / statement. So with this particular individual, it goes back to the noose around the neck. Whenever
That's
you
right.
said, you signed it, you stated it, they said, this is what you owe. Now you got to go through their process because you You signed up to be part of their system when you signed mm-hmm. that 1040. Am I right?
Yeah, you said you owe the money, but you signed with the state that you owe them this much money, but you didn't pay up. Well, you should not have signed a piece of paper that you owe the state money and then not pay them.
That's just like owing the neighbor the $100,000. If I don't pay up, they can come get my stuff. Put a lien against
because you signed under oath you owe the neighbor money. You should have never signed a paper that you owe the neighbor or the state money in the first place.
Wow. Payman, we're going to have to get you back on. I know it's that season right now, that time. And listen, I am not telling people what to do. You are grown. You do what you think you need to do. Everybody got their own choice. But you can go to freedomlawschool.org/silk. freedomlawschool.org/silk. Okay. To learn more about everything that's going on. And I was saying earlier, Payma, that's the reason why I no longer celebrate this Black History Month. A lot of that stuff is fake. I looked at the fact that they changed the name. I'm here in Fayetteville, North Carolina. So Fort Bragg, okay, where my father once served, all right, has now they changed the name to Fort Liberty. So now I'm imagining my grandbaby, learning about their great-great-great-great-great-grandfather being at Fort Bragg. They're not going to know how to find Fort Bragg because they done changed the name to Fort Liberty. So when I look at my history, I look at a lot of different things in history. They done removed history, changed the meaning of certain things, changed history. They just done a whole lot of different, stuff. So, you all, we just in a mess right here. It's going to take God to get us out. Once again, Payma, let everybody know again where they can go to find you.
freedomlawschool.org/silk. And we have educators on the phone available to answer your questions to stop the income tax stealing, withholding from your paycheck legally and safely for free. And no more sign those 1040 forms. No more be a slave. You're free if you choose to be free.
I love it. Thank you, Payman, so much for coming on the Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live Show, educating us. We truly, truly do appreciate it. God bless you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, Silk.
Wow. Incredible. All right, you all, that's freedomlawschool.org/silk. freedomlawschool.org/silk. Okay, you all go there and get yourself educated. Now listen, don't forget, every day at 11:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we stop what we're doing and we pray. I pray for you. You pray for me. We pray for each other. Pray for President Donald J. Trump. Pray for his family. And pray for God to heal the land. So in the meantime and in between time, I look forward to seeing you next time right here on Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live. Bye-bye.